here listening to me. I know so many students have already gone to work, right? Okay. Now let's study the word phrases about make. Number one, make as if to do means pretend to do, okay? 装着要做某事的样子啊。For example, he made as if to help me. 那么装着要帮我的样子 okay? And number two, make believe.一定要注意这些固定短语，不要提及这样的问题，说 make 两个动词怎么相遇在一起而没有任何连接词。Make believe 这些固定搭配，假装啊。For example, he made believe that he knew everything about it. He made believe that he knew everything about the secret. Okay, number three, make it. 这是我们口语当中常用的表达方式。I have something to tell you. How about 3 o'clock? 3 o'clock? No, I have an appointment. So how about 5? Okay, let's make it. Okay? Yeah. 那么说我有一个约会，那么三点钟不行，五点钟怎么样？Yes, let's make it. 那我们这样就说定了 ，right? Okay. 所以这个 make it 那要根据上下文的情境来翻译。它可以说那我们就说定了，像我刚刚所列举的一个例子。那么也可以表示成功了，yeah, 成功的做到了某事，或者是及时到达了。For example, he thought that he would arrive here at 8 o'clock and he made it. Got it? 那么他想到他是在八点钟到这儿，他确实是做到了、he made it. 所以要看上下文。Okay, make up to. Make up to in Chinese 奉承献媚 in English means what? Kiss somebody's boots. Flatter. Got it? Yeah, 那么要注意奉承某人。Sometimes it is necessary for us to make up to others, right? Okay, the last one. Make a clean breast of. Make a clean breast of. That means confess completely. You know, confess? Confess completely, 完全的坦白。So he made a clean breast of what he did to the girl. He made a clean breast of what he did to the girl. Got it? 完全的坦白承认了。好，我们的五个有关于 make 短语就补充到这儿。一定要注意比较重要的 make, believe, make it, 这是非常我们在口语当中经常用到的表达方式。那 please open your textbooks at page 266页。Let's do the exercise in lesson 59. Vocabulary, okay? Ready? Okay, the first word, being aware. A mess. A mess means what? Accumulate, right? Accumulate. Being aware. Being conscious, yeah? Conscious, C-O-N-S-C-I-O-U-S, okay. Next, move house. In Chinese, 搬家。So, move from old house into a new one, right? Okay, next, ethics. Ethic, 阁楼. So, how should we paraphrase the word ethic? Now, listen to me. Please pay more attention to my way to paraphrase the word ethic. 一定要注意我是以 ethic 这个词的方式啊。We cannot find the synonym. 我们找不到一同义词。Ethic means...A story or a room, a small room, directly below the roof or the ceiling of the building. Got it? Attic means a story, 地楼层、or a small room, directly below the roof of the building. 它恰恰是怎么样？就在屋顶下方的那么一个小房间或者那么一层、楼房的一层 ,OK?A story or a small room directly below the roof of a building.、Okay, next, gradually acquire. 渐渐地获得了 so get step by step. Gain step by step or obtain step by step, right? Okay, thrifty. Frugal. Economical, right? Not wasteful. 那么我们在第15课就给同学们曾经提到过了表示节俭的几个表达方式啊 ，thrifty, frugal, economical, not wasteful. Okay, in every directions. 它 朝着各个方向 ，so everywhere, right? Yeah, everywhere. 这纸片呢是飞扬的，到处都是。Now multiple choice questions. 我们看多项选择题。Number one, what differentiate the discriminate collectors from the serious ones? 那么注意题干当中我们有一非常重要的词尾 differentiate.那么这个及物动词所表达的概念表示与什么什么不同，区别是什么？ Let's see, what's the difference between the discriminate collector and serious one? Got it? 是我们换个表达方式。那么作为严肃业余爱好的收藏家们和不加选择的收藏家们的最大的区别是什么呢？ OK, which one? A, yeah, what he collects is only of a personal rather than communalinterest. 所以他呢一定要是 communal, 共同的普遍的。那么他所收藏的东西只不过是出于一种什么呀，个人本身来讲，而不是出于共有的这种兴趣，从根据他的日常生活有关系的。So personal interest rather than communal interest, 出于个人的这种兴趣。Okay, number two. The author's friend is typical of the indiscriminate collector. 那作者的这位朋友他是很典型的不加选择的收藏家，注意 typical. In that means because.那么这里表达方式是相当正式的。Because what? 那因为什么呢？ Yeah, dog. She never gets around to sorting out the clutter she has accumulated. Yeah. Get around to do. 把这个重点短语背熟。表示抽时间来做某事 ，get around to do， 抽时间来做某事哈。他从来也没有找时间来把他所收藏的那些杂物分类 ，right？OK、okay.。那 number three， the serious collector can spend his leisure time， 作为严肃业余爱好的收藏者们能够度过他们的余暇时间。OK， in fact we know， yeah a。At home, as his collection is sufficient entertainment in itself. Got it? Yeah. 好，我要求大家把握住这个重点的形容词 sufficient. 同学们还记得 ample, enough, sufficient, adequate. 那么这几个形容词呢，它都表示充足的 ，right? Yeah. Okay, now listen to me carefully. Collecting as a serious hobby.Is quite different and had many advantages. It provides relaxation for leisure hours as just looking at one's treasures is always a joy. So according to this sentence, we know we should choose A, right? 根据文章中的这个语义，我们当然选的是 A 选项。Okay, now key structure. Number four, belongings people accumulate. There are two reasons for this. So do you remember?As people grow old, people also accumulate belongings for two other reasons, right? 加上我们在原文当中采用的表达方式 as they grow old, 随着年龄的增长 people also accumulate belongings for two other reasons. One is lack of physical and mental energy. The other is sentiment. 还记得这表达方式吧？那么根据这个结构形式，同学们可以看看我们应该选择是哪一个答案呢？ Yeah, as time goes on, people what tend to accumulate more clutters, right? Yeah, particularly their belongings. 你要注意，随着年龄的增长，人们所积累的一些杂物是越来越多。我们不妨采用 the more 句式， right? 所以跟这题干，我们应该选择是 dog.The older they get, the more belongings people accumulate. There are two reasons, for this. 一定要注意是年龄越大，他们在家里面所收藏的东西也就越多，这主要出现了两种原因。Number five, in the home, in attempt to avoid waste. In attempt to avoid waste, 那么竭尽全力，目的是为避免浪费。所以同学们发现这个句子说这是一个介词短语，句中所缺少的是主语、谓语、宾语 ，right？ Yeah， 所以这个答案应该是 A 还是 boy？ Yeah， boy。然后 A 答案 people deliberately collect what？ 收藏什么呢？ 不完整，所以我们选择的是 boy、So people deliberately collect some things、好，那么再看 dog 选项，可能有的同学选择了 dog， 这个确实出现了主谓宾，但大家知道 deliberately、深思熟虑的这样的副词，像什么 greatly considerably， 往往是用在动词之前， OK，如果不是用于动词之前的话，那么你应该它放在宾语的后面。People collect some things deliberately， 哎，而不应该放在宾语之前，所以只能选择 boy。Okay, number six. But it litters up her desk that every time she opens it. 那么既然出现了 that， 强调了结果，那么之前我们往往出现表达方式无非是 so that such that 句式 ，right？ 这是修饰动词 litter up。那么既然堆满他的书桌，堆积到这样的程度，以至于每一次他都打开的时候 ，OK， so so much much 用来修饰动词 litter， so we choose dog. Number seven, something to do from finding the right place, the latest addition to， 你要注意有事情可做，从为这个最新的收藏品找到一个合适的位置到。查证事实，还记得吗？当然 from to 这个 to 已经有了 from finding the right place to verifying the fact in reference books right， 那么我们看看 find the right place 找一个合适的位置为最新的展品，我们可以运用什么？可以运用介词 for the latest edition， 这是原文的用法。那么这里应该替换哪一个表达方式呢？我们看看Yeah, to put. 有的时候可能选了 A, where he puts. 为什么不能选择 where he puts? 你要知道在原文等表达方式当中它是指所有的收藏家们 all what? Serious collectors, right? All collectors at serious hobby. 所以就不能用 he 来指代这个收藏者。我们没有必要提到究竟是谁 right? 所以不要选 A。那么再看 boy， 如果说 in order to 不可以吗？那么 in order to 是目的状语，我们强调找一个合适的位置，目的是要如何，但我们这里所突出的并不是目的状语，而是做定语，找一个什么放置最新收藏品的位置 right？ 所以这应该是不定式 to 做定语。那不定式 to 做定语往往所强调的内容是将要发生的 right？ 所以你要是想表明我想找一支笔来写字 OK so I want to get a pen to write with to write with， 你能否说 I want to get a pen in order to write with 行吗？不可以了哈，这是同样的道理。 OK number 8 and then if successful to larger audienceIf， 大家知道如果表示任意的一个人，我们采用的最好的主语是什么？ One， OK good， One is successful， Yeah， So we choose boy. Now vocabulary number 9. Some things are collected in home so as to avoid waste.